first. We got less than a minute.
Okay, guys, I got a minute for you. Please don't hold it against me because I'm calling from Massachusetts. But Holy Cross College in Worcester, Massachusetts is going to dedicate their new science building to Dr. Fauci.
Outrageous.
Oh, no.
Outrageous. Thanks,
Mike.
Did
he go to Holy Cross?
No, he went to Holy Cross. He went to my high school, Regis High School in New York. And just to goad me, they told me that he gets the most money for the charity auction every year. We're going to end that this year, though. The Buckster's coming on strong.
Holy crap. Well, maybe they'll pull the name off. That's the trend, right? Everybody's name gets pulled off buildings. So maybe in 20 years when people realize finally in Massachusetts what an idiot Fauci was, they'll pull the name off. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Larry Elder here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. You know, we all get a little bit older every day, and we all experience aches and pains. Many people even struggle just to get out of bed in the morning and face the world. If you're one of them, then you could be exactly the person Relief Factor was made to help. Let me tell you about Catherine in Pennsylvania. She had shoulder aches, and I mean the kind that were ruining her life. She decided to give Relief Factor a try because she'd heard so many of us on the radio singing its praises. And guess what? After only a few weeks, her pain was nearly gone. No side effects, just relief. Many of my friends and I take Relief Factor every single day. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried it, and about 70% have gone on to order more. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Guten Tag. This is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meine key with Meine key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Hey, everybody. It's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. has unleashed a new round of sanctions against Russia for committing war crimes in Ukraine.
Vowing to ratchet up the pain on Vladimir Putin, the president announced new sanctions, which include the blocking of two key Russian banks.
We're locking down any accounts, any funds that those banks hold in the United States. They'll not be able to touch any of their money.
The U.S. sanctions also singled out Putin's family, targeting his two adult daughters. The United Kingdom quickly followed suit with more economic sanctions of its own. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told a House panel that Russia's actions in Ukraine will have enormous repercussions. Financial Services Committee member, GOP Congressman Andy Barr of Kentucky, said the effectiveness of assistance that's come from the International Monetary Fund is very limited.
The fund plays an important role in promoting international macroeconomic stability, yet scandals at the top of the organization and its mission creep into issues like climate change create a lack of confidence in its leadership.
House Democrats are accusing oil companies of ripping off the American people. But during a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee hearing, Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers said the hearing is just a distraction.
We're not convened to address the pain you've been feeling at the pump for more than a year. If that were the case, Energy Secretary Granholm would be here.
Authorities say one person is dead in Georgia, another in Texas because of damaging storms, high winds, and tornadoes that swept parts of the South. Allendale, South Carolina resident, Sheriff's Deputy Tremaine Manuel Cohen says her home has been destroyed, but the family is safe.
Everyone's safe, thank God. We were in there moments before it hit, but thankfully we were all able to get out.
And those comments courtesy of WJCL-TV. On Wall Street, the Dow is down by 44 points. More of these stories at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the first 2 months of 2022 have been good for casinos across the country. In fact, they were two of the best months in history. The American Gaming Association reports the nation's commercial casinos won $8.9 billion from players, a more than 19% increase over 2 years ago, before the COVID-19 pandemic. Nevada led the way with more than $2.1 billion in January and February. That's a 5.3% increase over pre-COVID numbers. Local gaming officials say that they are encouraged by those numbers, adding many people were able to save money during the pandemic, and, well, now they're spending it. Las Vegas grew by about 19,000 people between the summers of 2020 and 2021. But that increase barely made the list of the country's 100 fastest-growing metro areas, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, ranking 97th. With less than 1% of an increase. The nation's fastest-growing metro area was right down Interstate 15 a little ways, St. George, Utah, whose population increased by about 5.1%. Reno ranked 65th, with the biggest little city's population growing by 1.2%. The Census Bureau says more than 2.3 million people now live in the Las Vegas Valley.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a crash there through the construction zone on Interstate 515 westbound. That's after Eastern Avenue. The right lane is blocked there. Also, those restrictions are affecting the eastbound direction there on Interstate 515 as well. That is at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, April the 6th. It is hump day. We are halfway home to the weekend. Good to have you with us. I want to remind you that this hour brought to you by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos and all the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B, I love them to death. Thanks to Nevada Trucking Association and their huge support for NPRI. John Zarpolis joining us, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. And how you been, my friend? You've been busy.
So busy. The left just never stops, and it's but it's job security. Things are good.
Indeed. I got to know how you're... poll worker training session went last week. I think it was, what, last Thursday?
Yeah, we partnered with a group called American Majority, which has now opened an officially a Nevada chapter, and they put on a training here for people that want to be poll workers, and it went very well. We had a couple dozen people here, and they went home with ideas on how to do the job better and where to sign up with either the with a political party or with the county.
Why is it that poll workers are so important at this point when we're talking about integrity of the vote?
They're the front line. It's the poll worker that verifies that the voter is registered, that things are being conducted according to the law, and that they're the watchdogs. And if they don't call it out, no one is. I'm from Chicago, the home of vote stealing. Way back when I was a Republican, executive director of Republican Party in Illinois, this was 2006, there were 48 precincts in the city of Chicago with more than 100% turnout. We took it to court, and the judge says, okay, yeah, it's wrong. Which ballot do we throw out? Who could have prevented that? The poll workers who were there watching this happen, because obviously people were allowed to vote who weren't legally allowed to vote. How do we prevent that? It's poll workers.
We saw during the last election how poll workers were so important in Georgia and other states. How do we treat poll workers here in Nevada? I mean, do they have the run of the polling place?
First of all, there's always a balance between Republican and Democrat poll watchers or parties. I mean, Libertarians, Independent American Party, et cetera, can all have poll watchers. And they are supposed to conduct themselves in a civilized manner, but point out when something's not correct. And one of the problems is there's not enough poll workers, often on the conservative side. That's one of the problems. Another problem is poll workers don't want to go into those really tough neighborhoods. That's where, in Illinois and Chicago, they steal the vote. That's those precincts that don't have a Republican or some kind of conservative there watching the vote. So it's very important that someone's there and someone is assertive enough. And we've been told that there will be Republican SWAT teams available for people to call an attorney when they're having trouble. And they will, you know, rush over to the polling place to straighten it out. Because it has to happen in real time. Once the vote is cast, most judges don't, you know, and I don't blame them. Who do you throw out? They're not going to call for a revote. That's a lot. That's a big to-do, big deal. So it has to happen quickly, and it has to happen at that moment. And there's a lot of places, too, that ballot harvesting is a problem now that we didn't have before. But so, for instance, people vote in a nursing home. So now ballot harvesters can go through and pick up their ballots. But years ago, you used to work it out so that there was an election judge from both parties at the same time as they were going from room to room helping people vote. So no one was cheating on, you know, marking the ballot of the person who wasn't quite capable of doing it themselves. So that kind of garbage has gone on forever. Again, it's back to the local poll worker. They're the front line. They're the ones who can save an election.
Knowing what you know about your time in Chicago, for instance, and mm-hmm. here in Nevada, are you convinced that we can have fair and free elections? Or are you, as even a lot of candidates, are skeptical of the ability to bring this off? What is your sense of the integrity of the vote in Nevada? And can we count on it in June and in November?
The system is rigged in the favor of those that want to be able to cheat. The massive mailing of ballots everywhere and the fact that the control of the ballot has been lost. Years ago, a ballot was a precious thing. It always had to be somewhere watched, locked up. People knew where it was. Now you're just throwing them massively into the mail and letting anyone pick it up with ballot harvesting. So there's so many ways to cheat. And let's think about who's inspired to cheat. It's not in Chicago. It was never, you know, Mayor Daley saying it's time to cheat, guys. It was the local ward bosses who all had state or local government jobs who were given the number they had to hit in their polling place. I experienced this, oh gosh, this was way back when, maybe 2004. I was a poll watcher in a Democrat area way in the city of Chicago. And they had a split within the Democrat Party. And so the poor ward political boss had to win for the Democrats, but he couldn't win too much for one side or the other side within the party. And he literally had everybody report to him outside the polling place, and he had a slate card of how people should vote. So they'd come up to the ward boss, he'd give them the slate card, and they'd go vote in. But he had different slate cards for different times in the day, and he would check off on his list who was in. This guy managed to manipulate the vote within two votes of what he needed for this Democrat without ticking off this other Democrat. So they control the vote down to that level. And so back to the cheating. If they've got to have X amount of people show up to keep their jobs, they're motivated to cheat. And if you make it really easy for them to ballot harvest and maybe throw the party's voters that they know are, you know, not voting for their side in the garbage, they will, or they're picking up blank ballots and marking them because they need a few extra to look good in their union shop, or, you know, all through the system there's people that are incentivized to cheat. And that's how it goes down. And we've got this loose, sloppy system, mail ballots everywhere. Good luck with that.
Will there be more poll worker training sessions ahead from NPRI?
But we're going to keep partnering with American Majority. There will be. Please go to npri.org, get on our email list. You'll hear about that. And then American Majority is also putting it together around the state with some other groups as well. And absolutely.
There will be more. There will be more. Something else that's important, and I hear about it more and more from not just people here on the radio, but friends and family and people like that. Affordable housing here in the state of Nevada is impossible. I mean, the cost of homes keeps going up. The cost of rent keeps going up. What are we doing about it?
Not enough, and the number one problem is, you know, Clark County is 90% owned by the U.S. government. 90%. I mean, the state is more like 80%. And that's our problem down here, is just lack of space and places to build. Now, other things that have exacerbated the problem are zoning laws and more of a lean towards single-family homes, et cetera, et cetera. There's more talk about building up, and there's more talk about higher density in apartments, which is a move in the right direction. It offers more choices for people. It's one of the terrible political things I'm hearing right now is, like, North Las Vegas candidates for mayor are all talking about rent control. And there's a Swedish economist who once said the best way to destroy a city other than bombing is to use rent control. And that's exactly what will happen. Rent control does not work. It works short term. Yes, some people get the benefit of having those apartments at a fixed rate or a slowly increasing rate. But long term, you will kill the growth of apartment buildings and people building apartments. We just had a great article written by our policy director, Robert Fellner, and he gave the analogy of a steak place, a steakhouse. And what if you pass a law and say no steak can be over $10? Okay, so the steakhouse is open, and right now they can buy a $5 steak and serve it at $10. But when there's some inflation and the price goes up and that steak's now $7, and it was $4 worth of wages and overhead and everything, the steak was $5, the incidentals were $9, they were still making $1. Now inflation's come along, and we have 7% inflation, and the steak eventually gets to a $7. Well, he's either going to buy a cheaper steak, or they're going to lose money. And eventually it'll get to the point where they're losing money, and why would anybody open a steakhouse? And eventually all steaks will go off the menu and go away. Well, it's the same with apartment buildings. You build an apartment building with hopes to make some money on it, but they're going to lock in the costs, lock in what you can charge, but not lock in what you have to pay out. They always forget that apartment owners have a mortgage, pay property taxes, have water bills, have to have a landscaper, probably have some kind of outdoor lighting or hall lighting or something, that there's an electric bill to pay. There's repair bills. Those bills are going to go up over time. And the only way the apartment owner is going to still make a profit is to start to neglect maintenance. Forget painting it every few years. Let's stretch it out to 10 years. And so your apartments get seedier, more run down, dilapidated, and then no one's building new ones because they don't want to get locked into this. It's the absolute way to turn North Las Vegas into a destroyed community. So do not think about rent control. It just makes no economic long-term sense.
Do we have other examples? I know New York City has been into rent control forever, I think.
Mm-hmm.
People's Republic of California, I think in L.A. they've got rent controls.
Yeah, Santa Monica. Yeah.
Exactly. How has it worked other places?
It's destroyed the growth of new building. I mean, the places that are there are there. It's been great for the tenants, and it depends too. Some places allow for like 3% growth in the rent every year, and that would build in some inflation. Some places allow no growth. Those with no growth, things don't get repaired. 3%, yeah, but that's because we haven't had rampant inflation. Now that we're in this Biden economy where they, to spend and print money, inflation's is gone through the roof and going to continue. And then you're going to put in rent controls? I mean, Nixon tried controlling prices, and in World War II they tried controlling prices, and it never works long term. It's short term, sounds good, sounds great, but
So what? So what is the answer when people are being priced out of even, you know, rent, rental properties? What do people do?
Unfortunately, because of all our regulation, it's difficult to make changes. I mean, they need to start looking at zoning codes. They need to look at development requirements and impact studies and all these things. It takes longer. A developer used to be able to get a development started in 6 months. Now it's more like 3 to 5 years. So that just adds to the cost. If you've got to buy land and tie your money up for 3 to 5 years, you've got to build in the cost of that. And then to add studies and, I mean, let's look at the Badlands golf course. That whole situation got tied up in court forever, and hundreds of millions of dollars were spent on legal fees trying to prevent that landowner of the golf course from doing the development there. All of that's got to get recouped back in the price of the houses being built. So, you know, everything that goes on in government has all kinds of unintended consequences. What about illegal immigration? Where do all those people live? We don't have enough housing now. They've got to live somewhere, and so they're forcing somebody else out of somewhere and into another, you know, trying to find other spots. At this point, people are doubling up, and they're going elsewhere. I mean, I think Jim Dallas just did a report that we're not growing that quickly. We only had 19,000 people move here in 2020. You know, that was at the top of the hour on your news report.
By the way, John Zarpolis joining us, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. I want to ask you, just in our final couple of minutes, what is your sense? We always see in polling right track, wrong track. Are we on the right track? Are we on the wrong track? What is your sense of what people are telling you all across the state?
My sense is the polling says we're on the right track. My sense is nobody's telling them why they're on the wrong track. They don't even know. You know, we just came through a massive shutdown of our economy. Why? To what end? There's lots of states that shut down for a short period of time or to a lesser degree who are doing very, very well. Now, luckily, gaming has come back, but employment hasn't come back here yet. It's still slow. So my sense is we are on a wrong track. We are on a very wrong track. It's better. But I don't see us on the right track, even with our legislative policies from the last session or the session prior to the pandemic. It's always been about more growth of government. And the more you grow government, the harder it is for business to get by. And then you make it harder for people to have jobs, because businesses can't grow and expand. And it's just simply that. So, but I don't think enough people think. They're not listening to Kevin Walsh show every day. Not enough of them. They're not reading Nevada Policy stuff. They don't understand the basics. They're living their lives. They're busy. They're struggling to get by. You know, we all work really hard. And, you know, hey, it's better. Oh, I'm kind of mad about the gas price, that damn Biden, you know. But does it sink in that Sisolak is part of the problem, and that really he had no leadership whatsoever during the pandemic? It was just being, Gavin Newsom Jr. That's what our governor really did. They just copied what California did and basically waited for them to take the lead on everything.
Wow. John, always good to visit with you, man. Thank you so much. If people want to know more about Nevada Policy Research Institute, where do they go?
NevadaPolicy.org will get you there. Please get on the email list. You can always unsubscribe if you don't like it, but you're going to find a lot of interesting things in your mailbox.
I learn something every day from NPRI. Hey, thank you, John. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, NPRI. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, and I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, How about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call is paid for by Manny for Nevada.